Hello, everybody. Continue on with the Rambam's advice. Rambam emphasizes that the physical exercise and movement of the body are beneficial for both body and the soul. Rambam has this holistic approach and makes it clear, although it makes it clear that the higher priority is the state of the soul over the body. Further, he says that the inactivity is as great a detriment to the maintenance of health as actually is your benefit. Just to do nothing is very detrimental, the Rambam says. Rambam teaches everyone who sits back, secure in self-confidence, and does not exercise, etc., even if he eats healthy foods, and even if he takes good medical care of himself, all of his days will be painful ones, and he will be weakened. I think that says it all. Next subsection, how to put off old age disabilities. Here the Rambam discusses the requisite conditions for proper exercise, saying that it cannot be occasional, every now and then activity. Rather, it must be a set seder, a set minhag, so to speak. And he says, you may feel weak, paraphrasing Rambam, you may feel weak after you exercise. But this is not cause to not exercise. Rather, you resume regular exercise gradually, little by little. You'll achieve as much strength and vitality as one who was one should find after any exercise that is done properly. Again, all beginnings are hard. If it's hard at first and you think it's difficult, that's not a reason to put it off. That's a reason to motivate you to do more until it becomes a regular part of your routine. And there's no question that you want to do it and it's good for you. Again, Robin, of course, in that line, recommends exercise each and every day. And Rambam goes further, saying that the best time for exercise is at the beginning of the day, upon awaking from sleep, after going to the bathroom, before breakfast. And Hilchos Deos, Rambam rules, one should not eat unless one has walked sufficiently so the body begins to warm up. Alternatively, one should do physical work or perform some other kind of exercise before eating. He says the rule is one should exert one's body and exercise every day in the morning until the body begins to warm up. And maybe that's saying till the heart rate gets up and start to sweat a little. One should then relax until one's tranquil. It is advisable to take a warm bath after exerting oneself. One should then wait a while before eating. And he says if someone can exercise only after breakfast, the Rambam advises they wait until his food is digested to begin his exercise regime. And just to finish the section, that the Rambam advises an exercise workout be begun gradually and incrementally, increasing the pace, quote unquote, until one reaches the optimal level of exercise and then cooling down. Again, just to kind of summarize, the Rambam says how important it is to exercise every day, to not discourage if at first it's hard, and to try to exercise in the morning before eating, which is the optimal time. Have a great day.